Thanks for calling Carol's Jewelers. Please note we record calls for quality assurance purposes. Let's get...
Thank you for calling Carol's Jewelers. We appreciate your time and have made it easy to reach one of our certified gemologists as quickly as possible. You have the option of...
Good morning, this is Erica. How may I help you?
Good morning, Erica. Bob from RDI.
Hi.
Sorry about that.
You okay?
Is, choking on something. Is John in?
Hold on 1 second.
Thanks.
Thank you for calling Carol's Jewelers. We appreciate your time and have made it easy to reach one of our certified gemologists as quickly as possible. You have the option of holding, or if you'd like someone to call you back when they are available, press 1 now. We look forward to serving you shortly.
Hello, and...
Are you okay? Do we have to call the doctor's office or something?
Holy shit. I love when it happens. I can choke on air.
It's a full-time job being Bob. I tell you what.
I hope
the benefits are good.
There's something that's wrong with my brother and sister and I. We all do the same thing. Just choke on absolutely nothing. Choke on our own spit. Choke on our air. It's just, it's unbelievable. It must be some kind of hereditary defect in the throat.
I'm sorry, that's not funny.
It's funny as hell. My wife even, you know, they everybody in my family makes a joke about how I can choke on anything. Yep.
The struggle is real. I mean.
And it's funny, when I talk to a brother and sister, it's the same thing. And within their families, too, everybody laughs at them because it's just, you just choke. Like, absolutely nothing. It's just... One of those things. Just to check in with you, see if there was anything you needed.
Just trying to think. Oh, you know what? Send me a 1.5 or 2 kilo if you have a cushion.
Cushion, okay.
Natural, please.
What else is going on? Anything with you?
No, I mean, I got some stuff coming up in January, going on a camping trip with the Cub Scouts.
Oh, yeah? Where are you going?
Going on the Keys called Camp Sawyer.
Is that the place where scouts go in Florida?
In the Keys.
That's got to be pretty cool.
Yeah, it's right on you can have tents. There's like a RV spot, and then they have these luxury tents, and they're like manufactured homes, basically, but they're like little cones. If you Google Camp Sawyer in the Florida Keys, it pop up. They literally right on the beach, like right near, like steps from the Gulf of Mexico, so that's really cool. So
you get the kids have to sleep in the tents, and the adults go into the nice one?
No, it's for the family, so if your family got a little... So we registered, because it gets booked up pretty quickly.
Sure.
So we registered last, or not, yeah, like May or June we registered. We booked all the tents and stuff like that. So we booked out almost all the luxury tents. And they weren't that bad. It was like 200, it was like $400 the weekend for the, like $200 a night. I mean, you can rent a campsite, which is just basically land for like, I want to say it's like $50 a night or something like that. So it can be reasonable. It's not horrible. But no, I'm looking for, I haven't camped out in the Keys since I was in the Scouts.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Were there still Indians around then?
Yeah. Now they have casino and they take all my nickels.
Yeah, that's it. There's a few Scout camps up this way too that, you know, that everybody goes to. You know, they're designed for that, and they have different things going on for different organizations there at the, you know, whether it's what group or this group or that group or whatever.
Yeah.
But, yeah, they're made for the kids to get their badges and things like that.
Yeah, it's cool.
Yeah,
summer
it's
camp
nice
stuff.
To have an organized place like that.
And, you know, the crazy part is a lot of these properties were just gifted to the
sure.
Scouts.
Yeah.
Like, we had a piece of property in Central Florida. It was like 10,000 acres.
Wow.
And it was just gifted to us, to the scouts. And, you know, because all the shenanigans, you know, you can't destroy a company from the outside. You got to go inside and rot it from the core, like an apple. They got in trouble. They allowed, you know, men in that didn't have scouts, and I have a customer that was, you know, touched by an adult scout. And they had to sue, so they had to sell the property.
It's sad to know, but, you know, between scouts and the Catholic priesthood, it was like a haven for these kinds of predators that just infiltrated these things. The Catholic Church, it was interesting, they were having, I don't know how, if you know how all it started. I actually went to a school that was a seminary for high school. Prior to the 60s, and prior to the 1970, the Catholic Church had enough guys applying for the priesthood that they could have, they used to have a psychological test that they had to pass in order to get accepted into seminaries and become priests. And when, after the 60s, after, you know, all the, you know, the summer of love and all that bullshit and stuff that was going on, all of a sudden there was far few men who wanted to become priests. So in order to attract people to come into the priesthood, they dropped the psychological testing aspect that they were doing. They kind of weeded out a lot of these perverts coming into the priesthood, and they wound up getting more people to apply for it, and that's the reason this thing happened, because they dropped that psychological test.
Yeah. Well, and some of the bishops would move the priests around. They knew
absolutely
what they were doing. They just moved them around. Like, what are you doing?
It happened
so
here, too.
I have I think I've even read about it, how Russians and the communists infected or infiltrated the Catholic Church just to cause that issue. You know, but that's just my theory. But yeah, it was a lot of things.
Yeah. Well, yeah. It was.
So in the scouts, parents would just take their kids and drop them off.
Yeah.
Like you're not gonna. And I get it. You're busy and stuff like that. But come on. Now it's like they do background checks. They do finger testing. Like there's, you know, it's better, but. It's still, it's sad. It's a great organization. I'm having a great time. You know,
my nephew, Jim, is a forensic accountant. He's a partner in one of the bigger accounting companies in the Rochester area. He took on a project for the Catholic Church, of the United States. He created an auditing program where they have to go through, he does an audit, he has to check for compliance. This was mandated by the Vatican. They have to go through a compliance thing where he double checks all their rules on how that they're weeding out pedophiles and, you know, what they're doing about paying off claims and stuff like that. So he actually has been to the Vatican. He has been at conclaves in the United States where all the archbishops and everything are here. And he's on, like, a first-name basis with everybody who's a power broker in the Catholic Church because of this thing. And they've straightened things out. He says, you can't believe this. He says, I can't be specific, but he says, you wouldn't believe the stories within the Catholic Church in the United States in particular. With how they were doing stuff like that, with moving pedophiles around and hoping for the best, but it was bad. It was really bad. And it's funny because he'd tell me stories about like these audits that he'd have to do because they had to make sure that everybody was doing everything exactly by the book because there was penalties that were going to come down against the Catholic organization as a whole if everybody didn't comply to these much stronger rules now.
Yeah. That's good.
It's sad. Around priests that were convicted.
Oh, yeah.
Sad. Very sad. I mean, you would think, of all the people, I mean, I think if you, you know, if you're doing something bad because you don't have a real strong moral compass, at least you got some kind of a dodge on it. But when you're a Catholic priest and you're doing something that you, there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it, you know you are doing something horrendous. They're the worst of the worst to me. I think that's a priest that was a pedophile. They could exterminate them, as far as I'm concerned. That's the absolutely worst.
Send them to prison. Send them to prison. Them get beat to death by Big Bubba.
Yeah.
And that's what happened.
You kind of hope they would get their just desserts in this life and not have to worry about the next life. Just anybody who does anything to a kid, I feel the same way about doing something to a woman. You know, you do something like that to a child or a woman, I think I could bring myself around to beating the living fuck out of you.
I've seen you to the gators.
Yeah,
you know.
Absolutely. I'm a kind of a non-violent, forgiving person, but yeah, that shit, nah. I can't forget that.
Well, did you hear, what is it, Texas or Arizona or something like that? Some guy beat the guy, I think he raped his daughter or something like that, and he beat him to death, and they put him in jail for a couple of years, but he got dismissed.
Yeah.
And now he's running for sheriff. Now he's running for sheriff of the county. So it's pretty cool.
Yeah, if you touch one, I mean, it wouldn't even have to be my own. You touch my kid, I'll take care of you. I've got you covered right there myself. Yeah, you don't need any laws or something like that. You did something to my. I remember this one guy that my daughter was friends with. Andrea was, I think, like 16, 17 years old, and this guy Rob was, you know, in the middle of all kinds of bullshit. And I heard that she was at a party and she cried and she was telling me, "Can you come pick me up?" She says, you know, Rob, the first thing I did is I grabbed the baseball bat and I jumped in the car and I pulled up, and as soon as I got there, Andrea and a couple of her friends wouldn't let me get out of the car. They leaned on the door because they knew I was going to kill them. I said, I didn't care at that point. You fuck with my kid, you're done. I had the baseball bat. They were leaning on my door, so I couldn't open them until I calmed down enough where Andrea could just get in the car and we would leave. I said, you know, that's not tolerable to me. You mess with my daughter, make my daughter cry, you are going to pay.
Yeah.
I can understand that guy. Somebody raped my daughter. I can't even imagine that. I would kill him without a question. And if I didn't get to kill him right then, I'd bide my time until I could. But I would kill him.
So that my mom had a twin brother, and he was murdered.
Really?
This girl he was helping out, years ago.
Wow.
And the guy only got 8 years in prison.
Really?
Killing a double homicide. Yeah, cause I guess...
Double homicide?
Yeah, he killed, you know, I guess it's a fit of rage. And this was back, I was probably 10 or 12, so it was probably in the 80s.
Yeah.
And, but he ended up dying. It was interesting. He ended up dying in a bar fight after he'd gotten out and stabbed to death. So...
Oh, what a shame.
Yeah.
I knew a guy who murdered somebody. When I was a kid, my friend Mike Pierce, his mother was like good friends with this guy named Joe Maloney. And when I was around, I think probably about 10 years old, Joe got arrested for giving his ex-wife wood alcohol, put it in her drink, and she died from it. And they grabbed him. And they took him up for psychiatric testing at the hospital. And Joe was a big Irish guy, you know, what a classic-looking Irishman. And Joe wound up fashioning a key out of razor parts and unlocking the room that they had him in and escaping. And he was never caught. about 5 or 6 years after he murdered his wife, they found him in Ireland, and they were holding him on a disorderly charge of some sort, and they had sent his prints and everything. This goes back to probably the mid-1960s, and they had sent some records to the U.S. to see if they could, you know, to find out if he was, you know, in any kind of trouble here or something. And he talked his way out of holding in Ireland before the report came back that he was wanted for murder in the United States, and he disappeared again, and he was never seen again after that. And he got away with killing his wife. He was such a he was a boaster, a big loudmouth, and you know, and but he used to drink with my friend Mike's mother. And he'd be sitting on the porch with his mother when I'd come over to play with Mike, and then, you know, he was fine with us, you know, always, you know, chatting up a storm and everything with everybody, but, yeah, wound up murdering his wife and getting away with it.
Yeah.
It was something. One of the famous murder guys, the Hillside Strangler. You know, they were a guy, two cousins that were killing people on the West Coast. That kid graduated high school with my cousin Linda, who's the same age as me. She said she remembered him from school, that he was kind of a quiet loner type, and him and his cousin. Was it not the Hillside Strangler? It was one of the famous, you know, multiple murderers out in California there. I think it might be the Hillside Strangler. His name was Angelo Buono, something like that. Him and his cousin went through murdering a bunch of people out there.
Jeez.
Yeah. Got some good people that came from this area.
Well, it's Canada's fault. It's all your drinking water. Canada's poisoning your drinking water, right?
It might be that. It could be that. You know, I never thought of that defense. You know, that explain a lot of things that we do here.
They put fluoride in the water, so they that makes it crazier as well.
Right, but our teeth look good.
That's what they said. Damn, okay, look at his dental report. That's some nice teeth he's got there. Those are his natural teeth. Those are veneers.
Serial killers from the Rochester area all had nice teeth.
How'd you know he was from Rochester? Look at those teeth. I mean, look at that.
That's right. You can't find these kind of teeth anywhere.
The earrings. I'm going to send them back to you today.
Okay.
I should have sent them out yesterday, but I was busy, thank God. Do you need them back immediately, or can I do it 2 days and you guys will receive them Monday?
2 days will be fine.
All right. Thank you. About half the cost.
Yeah, I'm sure. All right. Anything else I can do for you, let me know.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Bob. I appreciate
you. Bye-bye.